Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be? Woohoo! We are about to harvest everything that we've been sowing. How does it get any better than that? Oh my gosh. So what have you guys been harvesting? What did you plant last spring when at the last equinox that we had? You know, the 23rd of this month is going to be the fall equinox. That means that at that day, it's going to be an equal time of day and night. And from that point forward, the days are going to start getting shorter and shorter and shorter until it comes back to the spring equinox. That's when things are going to start another time. And once again, it's going to be balanced between day and night, and then the days are going to start getting longer and longer and longer. But that's the cycle of nature. So, what did you plant, and what are you reaping the benefits of? How does it get any better than that? I've had customers who have been working on self-improvement and been doing absolutely fabulous. Other people are afraid of change. And don't forget that change is something that we just have to be aware of. And whenever we're in fear of something changing because we perceive it to be not to our advantage, we never really know if it's going to be our advantage or not. We don't really know, but you can sense the energy. Like, for example, one listener's test you can ask is, if I choose A, what will my life be like in 5 years? If I choose B, what will my life be like in 5 years? And see what it looks like for you. For example, when I have choices to make and I say, if I choose A, what does it look like? For some reason or other, I close my eyes and then I see windows and doors opening for me. Each decision I have in front of me opens windows and doors. The question is, how much will it be open? If I have a decision A to make and decision B, one of them opens wider than the other. And that's the one that I usually take because that one feels like it's going to be more to my benefit. So this is a muscle that you got to develop, though. It could be that for you is something else. It could be that you're armed to achieve for something. This is a tool from Access Consciousness from Gary Douglas. So, and also the tool is light or heavy. If it feels light, you know, when you say decision A, if it feels light to you or if it feels heavy. When you have two things to compare, of course you can make a distinction. But if you only have one, what does it look like for you? But it's something that you need to practice. So what have you been deciding for you? Don't forget, not a time in which you have ever made a wrong decision in your life, ever. All the decisions that you have ever made in your life were meant to bring you to the area where you are. Now, if you do not like where you are, all you have to do is make a new choice. You are never stuck where you are. There's always another choice. There's always something else, that you can do, something that you can change different to have a different result. Remember, doing the same thing over and over and over again is the meaning of insanity. That's why you have to do something different so that you get out of that pattern and you're not spinning your wheels, trying to get different results doing the same thing. For example, I had a client this past week, and he's a very good-looking guy. This is a face-to-face client, not an online client or anything like that. So I know what he looks like. I know his abilities. I know his draw. But he has no success with relationships. And then, so analyzing his his past relationships, he has a template of the women he looks for. And they have to be this, you know, they have to be this shape, they have to, they cannot weigh more than this, they have to be, have this eye color, they have to have this hair color, they have to, you know, they have to be in this profession. So, and then when he ends one relationship and starts the next one, it's the same thing. It's pretty much the same type of person, only different body. So the one challenge I have for him is, what if he was to let his body choose the being he wants to be with? Forget about the looks. Forget about what they do. Forget about everything else. But ask your body. Body. The one thing, let's get down to a nitty-gritty right away. You are not the one who sleeps with that other person. Your body is the one that sleeps with the other person. You are an infinite being. You are all energy. Your body is physical. Your body is the one that feels. Your body is the one that enjoys what clothing you wear, what food you eat. So ask your body, body, would you like to sleep with that person? Doesn't mean that you're going to, but it's ultimately you're letting your body choose. If you were to let your body choose who your body enjoys as energy, you will have so much more fun dating. But you have to ask the question. And this is, once again, this is a muscle you practice. Body. You go out to a bar with your girlfriend. You go out to the bar with your mates, with your pals, okay? You don't have to, other than sit in a corner or sit at the bar, you don't have to do anything other than that. And then you have a conversation with your body. You look at someone. You say, buddy, would you like to sleep with that person? Buddy, would you like to sleep with the other person? And see what your body responds with. Some people could be the most successful people ever, but oh my gosh, energy is so sucky. They are so freaking dry. They are the most good-looking people, most successful, with most money in the room, perhaps. Okay? But talking to them, might as well be talking to a rock. Not because they're stupid, but because they draw that much interest from you. Okay? So that's the thing. What is it that you're harvesting in your relationships? Are you having the same patterns? Are you having the same results that you were before? Or is now the time for you to change how you look at things? And let your body decide who it wants to sleep with. That doesn't mean you're going to be sleeping with, you're going to be taking them home or anything. It means that you can spend time with them. You can enjoy time with them. And when there's no sex, don't even think about sex. Just, you know, just go for fun. Go and be the most orgasmic person in the room, having the orgasmic energy. The sexual energy. When you do that, if before you go, you get out of your car, if you say, buddy, pull sexual energy from the earth, please, and then you're going to feel this energy coming up your legs, up your body, up your torso, and up your crown. Feel that energy flowing. As a matter of fact, let's do something. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. And this is not just for the singles out there. This is also for the married people. You also have to draw the sexual energy. Sexual energy is the energy that says, I'm alive. Okay? So when you see your partner tonight, they will think you are the sexiest being ever. And yet, why not play that way? So imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Now, pull energy from the earth. Just let it flow. If you don't feel it, it's because you've already done it before I even said it. So just allow yourself to pull energy from the earth. Now change that energy to sexual energy. There you go. Change it to sexual energy. There you go. And you do this for about 5 minutes before you get out of your car, or even as you're walking through to your whatever you're meeting your date, or whatever you're meeting your husband, or even, you know, whenever he gets home, you can do it while you're eating dinner. You pull the sexual energy, and your energy changes. You might not be able to perceive it, but the other person will know that you have definitely, there's something different. There's more pizzazz to you, if you will. Okay? And then you just go in the restaurant and you meet your date. You meet your partner, whoever you're meeting. And then you just ask your body, "Buddy, what would it take for us to have fun tonight?" And you can, and when you are this type of energy, people are going to be approaching you. Even in D.C., where it's the most, the city where people don't have, do not approach or anything like that. When you do this, people look at you and people just admire because there is a confidence in your walk. There is something in the way you walk. Do it. Try it. Have fun with it. It's time to play. And also, this is not just, have you ever just flirted because it's fun? Not because you're looking to score or you're looking to meet a mate or anything like that. This is the type of energy also that you can definitely use in business. You are more approachable. Okay, you are approachable and people like that. They don't know why, they just know that they do. And then they think they know you from before, or if they don't know you, they would like to get to know you. Who do you do business with? People you know. People you like. It does not matter how beautiful or how ugly you might think you are. It matters about your energy. It's something that most people don't get. But it's about the energy. I have met some very, very beautiful people, but they were so boring, as I'm sure you have met too. So it's time to do something completely different. If you have been looking for a relationship, and this is not just for a meaningful relationship. You can use this for anything. When I have my clients and they're not looking for a meaningful relationship, they're just looking to start dating again from after a divorce, I teach them how to do this. And they go out there and they have fun, and then suddenly, voila, they find somebody that they really like and likes them back. And they say, "But I thought the dating scene was hard." If your point of view that it is that it's hard, it is. If your point of view is that you're playful, you're jovial, that you like to have fun and that's what your energy is about, then that's what you're going to find. But it's about having fun. And just because you're married doesn't mean you cut off that area of your being fun. You also have to continue to be fun. Because a lot of people just change when they get married. They try to divorce themselves in order to fit into the relationship they think their mate wants them to fit. Hello, people. Hello. They fell in love with you as you were, not as you're changing yourself to be to fit into their template of what you think they want you to be. Pay attention to that. Go back to being who you be. Be your own person. Have your own thoughts. Say what you mean what you say. be, there's nothing more alluring, more enticing, more sexy than somebody who knows their mind and they know what they want to do. Okay? So, on relationships, and we're kind of touching careers, business. Let's talk about business and finances. How is it going for you? How it's the ninth month of the year. There's only three more months and it's the end of the year. Are you meeting your targets? The reason I said targets, I don't say goals, because if the goal used to be something like prison, if you look at the meaning of goal, is prison. That's what they used to, prisoners used to be called in the past. And oftentimes we are infinite beings. We have been around many, many lifetimes, and in some of those lifetimes, we were put in a goal because we didn't pay taxes, or because for whatever reason. That's not going to that. It's not a past life show. So, if you have a target, if you have a goal, you avoid, because you don't like that word, you avoid meeting your goal. So if we change it instead to target, then if you are practicing shooting and you have a target, if you go to 25 meters and you hit your target, you can move it out to 50 meters. You hit your target, you can move it out to 75 meters, meet the target. You can move it out to 100. It's a moving target. So how are you doing with your target? What can you do different to improve that? Do you perhaps need to have a coach? What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving your target? Are you ready to step up and meet those targets? Or are you setting targets that are so low that it's a snap for you to meet them? Therefore, you don't have to stretch the extra. You have to go the extra mile to achieve it. That's an interesting point of view, huh? Interesting questions. What are you doing? Are you living the lifestyle you would like to live? Is your money working for you? Or are you still working for your money? That's right. So what would it take for you to expand and move up in your business, your career, your relationships, your finances? And everything that's coming up, will you destroy and create all kinds of billions? Ryan, I'm going to bottom back on my shirts with and beyond. If you guys don't understand what I'm saying, I'm doing the clearing statement for Access Consciousness right now. And for an explanation of it, there is a website. It's called theclearingstatement.com. It's many pages long of explanation, so I'll let you look it up. And we'll press on with the subject here. So what else is possible, guys? What else can you do? We only got 10 minutes or so left, so let's go ahead and do energy activation, and let's see what the group requires right now. So take a deep breath and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide, deep and wide. Pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your feet, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Let's have the energy draw to be smooth and even. Allow the energies from the Creator to come down in and around you to assist you. Release anything and everything that might be an obstacle that might not be a contribution to you in whichever area of your life, choir. If there's an area in your life that you would like extra attention to, think about that and let that and give that up to the energies to be transmuted. Lower your barriers. And think about all those instances, whatever areas it might be, and just give it up to the energies. Let it flow out. If you are having challenges in your health, focus in your body, the organ, or whatever else it is that requires. Open your crown. Open it a little bit more. Let's go ahead and extend these energies to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Let's go ahead and extend these energies to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Siblings and future generations. Very good. Now let's go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of nothing ever works out for me and everything is hard for me to accomplish, and plug you into collective consciousness of everything always works out for me 100% of the time. And unconditional love and abundance for you. Good job. Let's go ahead and ground the energies. Ground, ground, ground. And allow the energies from the earth to come up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and now your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And pull the energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your body, and out your crown. There you go. And when you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your hands. Rub your face. And open your eyes. How you guys be? Wow. I talked to Creator and he said, let's go ahead and give the energies to whatever area of your lives you guys require. And that's exactly what you guys received. How does it get any better than that? So you can listen to this again in whatever other area you want to focus on. That will also work because we have recorded the energies and it's for you, for us who are here in the present moment and future listeners as well. What else is possible? Woohoo! So my friends, it's been my pleasure, my honor to be with you here today. After I do an energy activation, I'm a little bit spacey. Sometimes I don't know what I'm saying. But thank you for being here with me. If you would like to call, the number is in the episode information. Also, this past week, an idea recording on video. It's found in YouTube, and I have the link in the episode information if you would like to listen to it. It has 3 activations. So do check it out, see how it feels, and happy fall equinox. Think about what you would like to change in your life, what else is possible, what else you would like to do. What else you would like to experience in life? What else? Remember, This is not about suffering anymore. We have left that behind. There's no such thing as karma. Karma, only if you want to carry it. Health, you drop it to one side and you move on and you have the life you truly desire and the life you truly want to build for you. Okay? And it's not about living somebody else's life. It's about living your life. Creating relationships you want to create. One for you. Okay? It's your life. You're living your reality. Create it the way you want it. So, happy equinox, as well as enjoy the new moon and whatever else is going on in your life. Have fun. Until next time, see ya. Bye-bye.